Pasuk in Pashrei says, "Well, Yidavik b'yachem u'ma." Literally, Yechir Taiches should not stick in your hand. It's talking about the Avodah Zarah. That the Avodah Zarah should not be attached, should not stick in your hand at all. The Gemara in the Avodah Zarah dashes from this pasuk is the law in the Torah not to have hanoah from Avodah Zarah or from to grievous Avodah Zarah. Besides the issue of the Avodah Zarah, if someone else is Avodah Zarah, you're not going to have hanoah from that Avodah Zarah. Or to move the Avodah Zarah, what they were marked to Avodah Zarah. For example, Yai Nesach, they poured wine in front of the Avodah Zarah to be over it. It's also Bahana. The Mechus Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Chav Ches, I say, is a few lines where he says, she says, when the Hegis Bechol Ishi Yisrael, this lab to be Nenna from Avodah Zarah applies to all Yidin. Avol Goy, but a Goy, Afal Pidim Mitzvah Avodah Zarah, even though Avodah Zarah is one of the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, it's a Gemara in the head of the test, it's one of the Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noyach, Hainu Avodasa, that's only to be Oyed Avodah Zarah, Goy is not allowed. Avol Yisui Hanosh Avodah Zarah in Mitzvah. But to be Nenna from Avodah Zarah, that doesn't apply to Bnei Noyach. The Zeh Pashat. Mechassadiyah says, this is a Chari Pashat. It's a Chiddush of Mechass Chinuch, the reason why it's a Chiddush is because no one else says it, no one else talks about it. But Chari de Mechass Chinuch's mok is from the fact that we don't find in the sugya of Zaymis Bnei Noyach and Sanhedrin of Tess and Rambam Hilchos Melachim, where it was actually more than Zayim Mitzvahs, the other Mitzvahs which are just not in the Cheshbon, but there are a lot of dinim that apply to Bnei Noyach. It doesn't say anywhere that a Bnei Noyach, a Goy, is also the Takruvis of Avodah Zarah. This is a Hanoah of Avodah Zarah. So Mechus Chinuch is saying, since that's not said anywhere, that's a separate Mitzvah. The only Issun of Bnei Noyach, the Gemara Dashan is Avodah Zarah itself, but not this Hanoah. In the Sefer Masas HaMelech from Reb Samanik Diskin, he's a Gol Hador, a Rashiv in Kotor, in Yishlayim, he wants to be Ma'ira, and this Mechus Chinuch, maybe it's not so Pashat. He starts off, there's a Mechus, it's interesting, Mechus is the Rambam and the Ramban.
In a...
I let us sell
it.
So, what are you saying, of Neiva?
Yeah.
Why is that of Neiva? Maybe, I don't know. That's your
right.
Begla
ben Zorin Allah.
Begla
ben Zorin Allah. You're not going to give him.
This is the to a guy to help him do a mitzvah, right? The Ufnei Day, and that's the whole Ufnei Day, and the whole Mishnah. So why are you allowed to sell to a guy? Why is that not an Ufnei Day? Yeah, that might be a right, but okay, doesn't mean a right. But the Masa Melech must be more with a different interest in Mechaik Islam and the Ramban. There's a pasuk in the Eschanan, I think. The pasuk says in Eschanan says, when the Yidden will come into Yisrael and they'll have Muhammad and they'll have Sheva Shekibshu 7 years to capture the land, the Torah says, you're going to find houses there full of things, full of food, full of things, but you didn't fill up the house. You're going to find there wells of water that you didn't dig. And you're going to find vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant. The Chatav Sevata, Torah says, it's mutatid. So the second two things, the boiris, the wells of water, and the krum and the zesim, that's pasha that you're allowed to eat it. It's zvar mutarim. But the Gemara in Chulin, the Fidzai and Dashins, from the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Batam aleim kol toiv, ashalim aleisi." You're going to find their houses filled. When you capture the land, you can find houses in the refrigerator stocked with food, cabinets stocked with food. Freezer full of food. Not that they had in those days, this, but full of food. Even the Varma Surim will be Mutta. There's a special Xeis Akosa, the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yitzayin. B'Sheva Shekibshu, the Gemara says, Dovet Tomi Yishdunghu. Dechsiv Batam Leim Kol Toiv. Everything will be Mutta, even the treif will be Mutta Teet. Varma B'Yemi Ba'aba Marav, Kasi Dechaziri, even Chaza. Yemi Ba'aba said that when they captured Yitzhol, they came in, the army, and they were hungry, and you wanted it, you walked into a house, you found even Chaza, even what they call pork, pig. Was mutter to eat. That's the Gemara. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Perches Moch Smolach Moloch Aleph, which is interesting because the Rambam does not write any halachas which are only in past history, which are not negay anymore. The Rambam only writes halachas that are negay today, or Hilchsel Mashiach, halachas that will be negay when Mashiach comes. The fact that the Rambam brings down this halacha is mashma that's either negay today, or when Mashiach comes and the Yidden will have Mochamas again to capture lands by Eretz Yisrael. It will be negated then. Again, it will be mutta to go eat even treif. And chere goes only on the army, on the chutz yitzava, the people that go out to war. It's some compared a little bit to the fastoya, possibly. We're going to see, you know, the same way Torah is make on the fastoya, gave a head to the fastoya, same thing Torah gave a head to eat treif. But the Rambam says halacha, he has a few words. The Rambam's lashon is chutzi tzuva k'shishi kantsu begvul akam. The army, when they go into the border of the goyim, the yichbishum, and they capture them, and the yeshemahen, and they take it over. Mutter nahen lecho nevengel suchefis. The mutter to eat nevengel suchefis, the basa chazia, and the mutter to eat chaza. Who creates a boy, anything similar. In Yira, if they're hungry, that's a little Hesafa Rama, if they're hungry. But like Motsa Mayocha, they don't find anything else to eat. El Macholas Eingo Asurim, only these Macholas Asurim. But Chain Shoysa Yayin Nesach, then Rama adds on something else. Then the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara only gives the example of Chaza and David Tomei. But Rama adds on Yayin Nesach also. And he says, it's going to happen this Pasuk of Batam Lim Kotoiv, this Pasuk. So Aga, first of all, what Rama says, in Yira, if they're hungry, the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that this heter to eat is only if they're taka hungry and there's nothing else to eat. If you have kosher and chafe in front of you, according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam doesn't mean it's pikuach nefesh. It doesn't mean someone's in pikuach nefesh starving. If it'd be pikuach nefesh, you wouldn't need a pasuk. It's pasuk that anyway, that's a constant pasuk, so we oh, we didn't get that. But it's pasuk that you wouldn't need a pasuk for all the other things, at least. The Rambam wouldn't have to go say, we're eating the venos of chafes. Because of this pasuk, so obviously it's not pikuach nefesh. But Rambam does say it's not mechachinla. It's like it's only if it's in Yirav. So Kesef Mishnah explains again. It doesn't have to be pikuach nefesh, but it also has to be that you need it. The guy is hungry. The soldier is hungry. But if he has in front of him kosher and treif, he's not allowed to eat the treif. It's just if he doesn't see any kosher and it's treif and he's hungry in Yirav. If no Yirav is, it doesn't mean starvation of skans nefashis. Normally that is the word. Yerev normally would mean starvation of kinds of vashas, but I guess that's not what it means over here. The Rambam just means very hungry. Yep, then that's when it's mutter. The Ramban, our Torah, Agav, is, I think, chayim like this. The Ramban, our Torah, says, it's chatchinga. Even if you have in front of you kosher and treif, you could take the treif. Get the treif. What?
It's like hetre
diff. Exactly, yeah. I think the Rambam wants to explain that according to the Ramban, it's hutra. It's a get of hutra. Like, it's hutra, it's mutra, it's hutra. And according to the Rambam, it's a get of dechuya. And the dechuya is when the soldiers need it, when they feel hungry. Okay, that's the first. But the next chiddush of the Rambam is, the Rambam eats on yayin nesach. Yayin nesach. And the emes says, you have to understand, why is the Rambam eating on to the Gemara? Normally the Rambam writes the lashon of the Gemara, maybe different words. The Gemara says, davar tami and chazak. Gives two examples. And from that, you would see all machlokes asuris. And Rambam goes in the Yizon, Yayin Nesach. Why is he eating on this example of Yayin Nesach? So the Emes is, the Ramban al-Torah is Chaylik. The Ramban al-Torah says that we only find that the Gemara only says, Dovet Tomei and Chaza. But Yayin Nesach, which is Takrubis of Eidazor, which was something which is also because it was used for Eidazor, that is not Mutter. That is not Mutter.
What does Dovet Tomei mean? The Beilu?
Yeah, Nechar Dovet Tomei means the Beilu's Chavis. So you think of Tumma, but Nechar means Dovet Asa Machon Zahuz. It's referring to the Chazik, right? That's the most examples. But the Ram is on Yai Nesach. The Ramban Ahotayu is Chaylik. The Ramban in Pashas Re'e, in the Perigva, Pasuk Yud, he brings down the Rambam and he says, Varav Kasavuchs Melochim, Mechonseim, Chutzi Tova, that they could have Yai Nesach also, and the Ramban is not. So what's the Machaykis? So the Master Melch wants to say, the Machaykis is, telling this. Is the issa of Yayin Nesach from Vedazar, is that a separate issa? Is it a Machonos Asuris? Or is it a Sherish of Vedazar? It's part of the issa of Vedazar. If it's Tam, a Zaitig issa, the same way Teru Asad or Machonos Asuris, it Asad Yayin Nesach, then that's what Rambam Mechar is learning. Rambam is learning, it's a Zaitig issa, and just like every issa of Teru is Matir, this issa of Teru is Matir also. But the Ramban holds, no, the Sherish of the issa is of Vedazar. It's less than being oivet of Vezor. When you're oivet of Vezor, a person's chayv misa. When a person is nene from Vezor, it's not chayv misa, it's only a lav. Oh, but it's in that pashit. All nemsach and Vezor. And Vezor itself, the Torah was not matir. I'm going to say a little bit more from the man soon, but first I was thinking that I maybe would learn the machlokes a little bit different. I would think maybe the machlokes is that the Gemara only says that the suri achila, machlokes asuris is mutta. We went off on this pasuk, that the vachat v'savata. We don't see in this pasuk that the suri hano is mutta. Maybe the reason why to go for the Zohar, the Ramban holds his us is because it's a higher Madrega. It's something which is us about no. We find things in Torah only us about Chinga, but the Mutta Bahana. Chaz is Mutta Bahana. You're not to sell Chaz, you're not to be Nenet from Chaz. You don't discover it, but that's a different passion. But that basic Issa Hano is Mutta by Chaz. But when you find something which is us about Hano, maybe that's what the Ramban is Chaz. But if that's Takab Shat, then there'll be a different Nafkaminis. Nafkaminis will be about every Yisuri Hano. What about us about Cholov? What about when the army comes in and they find Vazayas and a cheeseburger? They eat Basa B'chol. Is that also Mutta? From the way I'm learning, that's the chiluk, that according to the Rambam, the Torah is Mati even Yai Nesach, the Torah is Mati even things with Asa B'ano. Basa B'chol is Asa B'ano also. Basa B'chol is Chayra Hayas. It's Achina and Nesachana also. So according to Ramban, Basa B'chol will not be Mutta. What about Chomus V'Pesach? Chomus V'Pesach is Asa B'ano. According to the Rambam, there's Mati Yai Nesach, the Rambam holds even things with Asa B'ano, the Torah is Mati. Maybe the Ramban is chiluk and the Ramban holds the things with Asa B'ano, the Torah is not Mati. But the Maisa, that's not what the Ramban says. If you look in the Ramban says a different reason. The Ramban says that how could you say that Yain Nesach is Mutta? The Torah itself says, Vaita, when they bring home the Shomah from the Muhammad, yesterday the Muhammad, the army's in that. What? What? To Gusav et Zer? Oh, Chos Pesach is Anoz Dereisa. Is it especially?
Oh, Pesach.
Avol Pesach is Darbanan.
Yeah,
Avol Pesach, something else. but the Ramban says, how can you say that Yai Nesach will be mutta for the Chutz Yitzavah to eat? The Torah itself says that when they bring home the Shalom, when they bring home the booty, when they bring home all the loot that they capture, they can bring home everything and everything they can keep except for Avodah Zarah. The Torah says, Shakas Shaksenu V'tavta Avenu Kecherimhu. Avodah Zarah and Tegubis Avodah Zarah, that they cannot bring home. That you have to destroy. So if you see that has to be destroyed, how could you say the Chutz Yitzavah are allowed to have an allowed to eat that? So the Mechari is a Pasha Chiluk. Maybe the Rambam will hold that the Rambam is also made that after the Mechama, that's a whole different Pasha. After the Mechama, what they bring home, they can only bring home everything else. They cannot bring home what they deserve. The Rambam is saying the special Aloch of B'Shas Mechama. The B'Shas Mechama is such a, that's one Pasha Teretz.
The Mechalas is so they could bring home.
Right, and also it's clearing the emphasis that pasuk of Shaket Sekshen is going on the Avodah Zarah itself. That halacha, there's a special halacha on the Avodah Zarah. They have to not only they can't bring it home, they have to destroy it. They have to destroy it. Takuvas Avodah Zarah, do they have to destroy it? I think not. I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe you don't have to. So maybe the Ramban is maybe only things that you have to destroy that they cannot be nanned from. Well, Ram's talking. Ram's example is Ainesach. I mean, take it any way you want. I mean, Ram's example is Ainesach.
But you know what?
The Ainesach,
they have to be matched with
the Tevilah.
That's the Kruvus of it, Zer, right?
Yes, of the Kruvus. Well,
yeah,
you don't have to get rid of it. It's still going on. Things that are the Kruvus. I don't know. I think so. So if it's not, it could be this whole head is on Kishulah. Yeah, maybe. Okay, but you know, let's go with the first halakh. The first halakh is more Pashalakh. That the Rambam would hold that this halakh, you can't be nanim from Avodah Zarah, means after the Muhammad. The Rambam's Chiddush was doing the Muhammad. It's supposed to be Ramban Sol Kasha. That's why I think that even the Ramban, that's what this Masa, the Sefer Masa Melech is learning. Even the Ramban, the Chiddush doesn't mean because of that halacha, that after the Muhammad, you have to destroy it. The Masa Melech learns that the Ramban holds, the Chiddush is if the Sherish is in this Avodah Zarah. If the Sherish is in this Avodah Zarah, that's a whole different Pasha. That's the Torah of Mati. The Torah of Mati, Machon is Asuris, maybe even Asuris, no, but it's not Machon is Asuris. But something which is a Sherish Avodah Zarah, that the Torah is not Mati. And basically, we'll say that's the Machon is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam will hold that Yai Nesach is Mutter Chutz Yitzavah, the Rambam will hold because things that are. He'll hold that Isuri had nothing. There's a Zaitagis, it says, Aviyom Machon is Asuris, it says, Aviyom Lod Isurim, and only Isurim Mutter B'Shas Muhammad. And the Ramban holds no, it's a Sherish Avodah Zarah. Bemis, this Masa Melech says, it's really a Chir, like we see almost mentioned before, it's really a Chir, Fesh Machidus in Yerdeyas, and Mekuftan Hei, Sepeis, Machidus Vishainim. This Machidus Vishainim brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha, the Issa to be Nenna from Avodah Zarah. We know Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha all of Eris, Chutz Mei Gimel Chamurus, except for Avodah Zarah, Shich Stom Ging Arayas, but and so what about to be Deicha, the Issa to be Nenna from Avodah Zarah? Person has to be over the Zohar Pikuch Nefesh. Someone puts a gun to his head, tells him he's going to die if he doesn't, if he's not over the Zohar, that for sure, Pikuch Nefesh is not Deicha. But what about to be Nen if I'm over the Zohar? He wants to take Tegruv as a Zohar, drink the Ayin Nesach. Is that also, and it's Pikuch Nefesh, and he has, is that also Deicha? Is that also Deicha the Yissa of being Nen if I'm over the Zohar? So somebody shouldn't hold not. Somebody shouldn't hold, you have to be Moses Nefesh even for that. You're not going to be Nen if I'm over the Zohar, even among Pikuch Nefesh. Akadekach. And somebody shouldn't hold no, that you are not be Nen. From Avodah Zarah by Pikuch Nefesh. So the Masa Melech wants to say, this is the Machlokes. Is if the Issa of being Nenef of Avodah Zarah is a shayrish from the Avodah Zarah itself. It's not as chom, it's not chayv misa, it's just chayv ilavin. But the shayrish is, it has shaykhis from the Avodah Zarah, that'll be also even by Pikuch Nefesh. But the shame that hold that it's that you can't be nana from the Vedazar, Babi Koch Nevesh, maybe they will hold that it's a Zaitikis, it's not the Shesh of Vedazar. Is the Mingla, the Master Melch wants to say that this Mechas Chinech that we started with, Mechas Chinech wants to say that Ben Noyach is only Muzah on Avodah Zarah, but he's not Muzah on the Issa Hanof on Avodah Zarah. Maybe he's telling in this. If you hold Avodah Zarah as a Zaitig Issa, that we've been learning in the Rambam by the Din of Chutz Yitzava, and we've been learning in the Rishayim to hold that you, by Mokim Kuch Nevesh, could be Nenef on Avodah Zarah, so it's a Zaitig Issa, then you could take a saying like the Mechas Chinech said, that Akum is Bnei Noach not Muzin it. Bnei Noach only have the Shemitz Bnei Noach, the Issa of Vizar itself, but not to be Nenef of Vizar. But if you learn that being Nenef of Vizar is one of the Chalokim of the Issa of Vizar, as Sheikhas, the Issa of Vizar itself, the way the Rishonim hold that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha, this to be Nenef of Vizar, and the way the Ramban holds that Chutz Yitzava, they can eat Omochon Sesuris, but they cannot eat Yain Nesach. Then you could say that it's nichlal in what Bnei Noach Amuza in the Shemus Noach of Edzar could be included in that. So it's not so posh as Mechas Chinech. So Agad the Mechas Chinech then says again in this halacha that Chalutz Yitzava, the Gemara says in Chulin Dafid Zayin, while they're going to war, the Mutta to eat Machlan Sasuris. The Gemara goes out from that pasuk. The Mechas Chinech wants to say, he also says that Awadiyik in the Rambam. From the Rambam's Mashmah goes Lasalavi also. It's not only B'Sheva Shekibshim Lasalavi, when they go to capture land also, there'll be in the future be this Halacha again. The army will not go into houses and eat the treif, eat whatever they want to eat. The Mechas Chinech says, is it only on a Kibbish Chadash? What about if during the Tekufa when Klai Yisrael controls Eretz Yisrael, they have a war and they lose some land, and the Goyim take over some land, and then they wage a war and they knock the Goyim out? So when they're taking over back the countries that they captured before, is it also mutter this then? Are they also mutter to eat machon sasuris? Is it only when they capture like the way it was with Moshe Yeshua? Moshe Yeshua, everything was a brand new kibush. As they were capturing the land, that was the halacha of the machon sasuris mutter. That was the exact custom for the army. But when they're recapturing and they captured already, maybe not.
What are they capturing then?
In the future? In the future, maybe it means whenever they want to capture a new land, Yitzhak wants to expand. There's halacha there. Whenever Yitzhak wants, there's whole gemaros and shuas with the whole process, how you expand the Yitzhak, you make a kodesh, but part of it is capturing it. I was thinking that also. What does it mean, Umashal and Mashiach are coming and Yidden will go and capture the land properly back from the Goyim? Is that called a new kibush or was that an old kibush? That's called old kibush. We're just capturing. Maybe it's new kibush because them says the Eibush took us out of the country with Golos and it's not ours. And now maybe it's new kibush. Okay. That you have to know. And then the Mechasim says another chiddush. Venirin li mitzad asvar. Here's the rabbi. He says mitzad asvar. Hod ishti in chutz yitzova ocho makad isle haram v'ramban. This that's mutav chutz yitzova to eat in machon sasuris according to Rambam and the Ramban, which whatever the sheet is, does it apply to Yain Nesuch or not? But basically machon sasuris amutav. Mikoma came near a Hainu Dram Shasurim Rak Yisrael, but the Mechasim holds this is only Ben Egeya Yisrim that are also only for Yidden. Moshe Chaza, he says. Aber da was also Ben Neuch Gam came, for going Eve Menachai, or Bosse Menachai also Chutz Yitzava. But something which we also took away also, like Eve Menachai, which is one of Zayim Yisrei Neuch, or Bosse Menachai, that would be also to Chutz Yitzava. And his far is, it's not, it's just right, came into also after Ben Neuch, loy mistabe di yamutu nahem, might the also chobo elam. Since it's also even to be noach, it's not mistar by the Torah matter that also. Kachni mitzad asvar, who boss yirak loyer, v'yesh afal v'zeh, v'en kam b'koy mei. And with that, the mechassin of Christ, who svar nochein, v'siyat v'shmaya. This is a good svar. It's not a svar. It's a bit of a may for us to understand, because for us, what's the difference between Evi Menachai and Chaza? The Torah is matter for some reason, then to eat everything treif. But somehow the Mechaschin Chazin maybe really is Meduk in the Pasuk, because again, the Nosim Pasuk was in the common, you can find bottom Malim called Teva Shalim Malaysi. You can find houses filled with all good things that you didn't fill up, you didn't stock the kitchen over there. Maybe it only means the food that the goyim stack for themselves. Even the goy did not stack Eva Menachai. And if he did have Eva Menachai in the cabinet, that he wasn't supposed to. He wasn't supposed to, but maybe that's the deal. But he says Misar Asvar, it's not the Asvar, that it only applies to things that are mutter for Yidden. Okay, if you have the Mechasun is up the Asvar, we can't, we only deen zuchen Asvar, we have to bring a Raya, if I can't have a Raya. Okay, that's the Indian. Just going to speak about a different Indian. See if this is Shaykh to the Parsha. There's a Mogen Avram in Hilchos Tefillin, in Erchaim Sum and Beis of Kan Gimel. Mogen Avram closes Shaila, if a Ritzua, one of the Ritzua of the Tefillin Shayyad gets cut off. And it's still long enough, and you want to remake the Ritzua. But the Ritzua is still long enough that this cut off piece, you could start over, make the Kesha on the Tefillin, a brand new Kesha, and you still have enough left to do the Krichas on the arm and the Krichas on the Etzbois. The Mogen Avraham says, you have to be careful to make sure that it's the top part of the Ritzua that used to be on top, remains on top, or it doesn't make a difference. You could even take the end of the Ritzua that used to go on the fingers and turn it around and use that for the Kesha. Well, do you have to be marked? The Shail is this Beged the Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'Meridin? It's a Gemara in Megillah, the Chafalaf, the Chafbez, sorry, and other places. Famous halacha, Ma'alim B'Kodesh, the Chafalaf, and Bez, sorry, Megillah, and other places, Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'Meridin. For example, I mean, one famous halacha is a tik shel tefillin, a big that was made for tefillin, you should not use it for that big, you should not use it for tzitzis. Because tefillin is more Kodesh than tzitzis. And once it was miyuchid for mezumin for tefillin, you cannot bring it down and use it for tzitzis. If you had a tick, a big that was used for tzitzis for talus, and you want to turn it into a tefillin big, that you're not to do because you're bringing it up from a talus big zekel, from talus zekel to a tefillin zekel. That you could do that mayim kashmiridin.
Let the mogen avram. You ripped down the top, so you want to use.
Right. You have a longer tzua, and you want to remake the kesha. So you have to be nizah to make sure the top part that used to be near the bias, and the shayla is maybe that top part was more kaddish than the bottom part, because first it was closer to the bias. The fact,
also
was
the
was,
fact that it was closer to the bias.
The fact that it was bias and more kaddish. Do you say that? Right? Is it, right. So what's the suffix? The suffix is, the Rav explains that the mugin from suffix is, do you say on one chetza, one chaticha, ma'am mukesh ve'meridin? Normally, ma'am mukesh ve'meridin maybe be on two things, but here you want to take one thing, it's going to remain of a tzu if it's finished. Yeah, you're not changing that. You just want to say that this part was more kaddish than this part. Be careful not to turn it around. Is there really hakpod on that? The Pesukim gather Agav, they talk about in Hilchos Tzitzis, and they bring up Al Pi Kabbalah. The Ladam Kabbalim held that when you wear tzitzis, you should be careful to always have the tzitzis that are in front should remain in front. And the ones in the back should remain in the back. By a talus, you should make like a simmon, so you should remember which tzitzis go in front and which tzitzis go in the back. By a talus gadol, we all have, those that have it on Torah, for sure of a simmon, we all have something on top, and we know which goes on top, so we know which goes in the front. But with talus katan, most people are not careful. One day it's this way, one day it's that way. There's no simmon. But the Mishnah brings down that Rizal was not makbet on it. The Rizal himself was not, so even though the Kabbalim, there were makbet on it, the Rizal was not makbet on it, vice versa, the Rizal held the Kabbalim, there's no hakbada. But that, I think, is that I don't think the Shaykh to Ma'am Kushim read. I'm not sure what that anyone Al Pi Kabbalah was. But that's happens that. But over here, the Mogen Avraham is clarifying, if on one Ritzua is past the Indian, Ma'am Kurdish Vemiridin, on the top part of the Ritzua to the bottom part of the Ritzua. That's the Mogen Avraham suffix. So then the Yerabba, in the Rechaim over there, brings down from his Zayda, the Marash, he calls him Hagoyin Marash, he wants to discuss him this week's Sedra. And this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, when Yaakovinu, when he came to the Mokam Mikdash, and he took from the stones and he went to sleep. And right, the Pasuk says, when he realized he saw the Sung Mutzvatza, and he realized the Mokam Kodesh, he said, "Nochin lo yidati, I did not know." Agav, it was a pella. What's the pshat that Yaakovin did not know that this was the Mokam Mikdash? Rashi says that this was Hamriya, this is where Kedis Yitzchak was. So Avram Avinu knew, Zayda knew that this was the Mokam Mikdash. His father Yitzchak Avinu knew this was the Mokam Mikdash. What wasn't this Mefursim? I mean, all the Nefesh Asa Bechara and all the Yidden in those days, didn't they all go, like, we go to the Kaisel to Daven? There was no base of Mikdash, but it's a Mokam Kodesh. Didn't they all go to Daven there? I'm not going to say it was a tourist place, but didn't everybody know that this Mokam Mikdash? What's Pshat Yaakov Avinu did not know? I don't know Pshat, it's a Shikopel, I mean. It seems to be Mashmir was not the place. That was the Mokam Mikdash. It was used for Kesi Yisuk, but no one spoke about it. Nobody went there to Daven. It seems, for whatever reason, Yaakov did not know. But then anyway, Agapon Terry says.
He didn't know where he was. He said that
he didn't have that, so he was. Okay, anyway, the Torah says, Vayikach miyavni hamokam, he took from the Moshen Ram, he took from the stones, and he went to sleep. And then Shpes, it says, when Yashkim, Yaakov, Vayikach hasev, and Shlomo Shoysa, he took the stone, Loshen Yochid, one stone. So famous Rashi says that what happened, at first it sounds it was many stones, then it says it was one stone. So Rashi says, Hischa avonin, they started to fight. All the Avonim were having a fight. Every stone said, the Tzadik put his head on me. So the Eibishter made a nest and made all the stones into one stone. And that's what says later, the Yigach Evan. He took the stone. It was only one stone because the Eibishter made a nest. They should all be one stone. Of effectively, your Rabba, Bishem the Zkenim Marash, Hagayim Marash, is a kasha. If you hold that on one Chefza is past the Indian for Mayan Vakesh Rimiridin, what did it accomplish by making all the stones into one stone? Still, the Yaakovina's head was only in one part. So all the other stones should have still been Riva, Allah Yinir Sadakas Reishi. Is that weird? If you hold that on one piece, you don't have the hole in your Mayan Vakesh Rimiridin, it doesn't make a difference which end of the Tzu is on top, which is the bottom, which is the top. It's all one piece, the Mayan Afkamina. Then you can say here also, Mayan Afkamina, which part of the stone the Sadak put his head on. It's all one stone. So, but if you hold there's a chiluk between one end of the tzua and the other end of the tzua, in fact, the Eliyahu Rabbah, then why, what did it help? What did it help? So he wants to bring a raya from the fact that this nest helped, that it took away the merivas from the stones, that it's a raya, then when it's all one piece, already there's no hakpada, which part is kaddish, which part is not kaddish. Not like the Magen Avraham. And according to this raya, you could take a turn around the tzua and use the bottom part of the tzua for the top. It's no hakpada in it. But they did shlugzach in the beginning.
No, that's only with separate entities. But when once you make them one, shlugzach
is a chalei. Oh, is a chalei? Okay. It sounds very good. He'll never help.
He made
shalom.
Shalom is a thing. He didn't fight it because your hand has something and the other hand doesn't have it.
The Shari Tshuva wants to fend for the Magen Avraham. First of all, he says, Eim Avin Raya B'Levi Agoda. First of all, he says, you don't bring a raya from a Zamedish to be a Goda. And he says, even the Eli Rabbah, there was not Mechavan only from a Smach the Bama. He doesn't believe the Eli Rabbah being a real raya from a Zah Goda. But then he says, another terrace, he wants to say, it could be, since the whole connection of the Avonim into one Evan was a Mais and Nisim, it was a Nest, maybe the Nest was that it made it all Bolo Zebzeh, that it became all one Tzmish Tzach, and every part of the Evan was a mixture of all the Avonim. So the part that the Tzadik put his head on had a little bit of every single Evan. It wasn't just they connected. They all got mixed up altogether. So maybe that's there. Right? And it's not right.
Now it's still another. He's saying they should continue the old fight. So now it's a new fight.
Oh, every part.
Continue the old fight. So when you do the both.
Okay.
Okay,
yes, you didn't go too much like other, but I'm just telling you, this is Shai Tshuva. But this is the Magen Avraham Chakira, the past man of Kesh and Rida on one Chatichana. They want to bring a raya from the Avon and Bayakabino. In the Shukavat and Pasha, there's a little time where you mind, just this week. Torah says, V'yachlem hini sunga mutzavatsa, Yaakovina had a cholam, and he saw this halo, the sunga mutzavatsa, this is kivya, this ladder. It's a lashon of Torah. V'roisha magia shemayma, v'hini malochi elakim oilam v'yodam bo, the malochim are going up and down. So Rashi says, oilam t'chila v'achach yodam. First they went up, then they went down. Malochim shon yivol ba'oritz, ein yitzim chutzlaritz. The malochim that were with Yaakovina and Tzol, they're not called the chutzlaritz. V'olah rukia, they went up. V'yodam malochi chutzlaritz l'olavosei. Shana Rashi is Rashi the Vani Murdig Akasha. If you learn Rashi good, Rashi is asking Akasha, what's Pshan the Pasuk that says the Malachi Elakim were Oilim V'yodim, but they were going up and down? The Malachim started in Shemayim. If they started in Shemayim, it should be Yodim V'Oilim. It should be they went down and then went back up. What's the Pasuk Oilim V'yodim? The first they went up and then they went down. It should be Yodim V'Oilim. So that's what Rashi is answering, that this whole Pasha, the Malachim going up and down, what's Pshan the whole thing? The whole thing was, it was a change of shifts. That there was the malachim that were put together with Yaakov Avinu, were sent to be malav Yaakov Avinu years ago. And these malachim were miyuchid to take care of Yaakov Avinu only in Eretz Yisrael. These malachim were not miyuchid to go out of Eretz Yisrael. So at this point in time, when Yaakov Avinu was leaving, so the malachim from before that came down, now they went up. We're not talking about when they came down originally. The malachim that were malav him in Eretz Yisrael, they went back up, and new malachim came down. That's true. But I think the Hatzvi, he brings down from Chaim Berlin. Chaim Berlin wants to say a different shot. He wants to say Dech Ayin Panam Torah. He wants to say, since the Torah says by this Sulam Mutzavatza, V'hini Hashem Nitzav Alav. Stating in the Torah, Kevyocha, the Eibishter was by the Sulam, and Chayr Pshat was the Eibishter was on the bottom of the Sulam. As a man, Reb Chaim Berlin wants to say, that's Loshen of Oilam. Oilam Taka means you're right, that the first the Malachim came down, they came from Shemaim down. But coming down towards the Eibishter is a Loshen of Oilam. Since they're going down to the Mokim where Hashem needs of a love, this is Loshen of Oilam. And Yodim means Taka, they went up. It means they went up back to Shemaim. But going up means they went away from this place where Hashem needs of a love. So that's the notion of Yerid. It means Oilam to the Kedusha and Yerid from the Kedusha. That's what he wants to touch the Pazuk. Two or three other vetlach. The Torah says, more than vetlach, the Torah says, V'yavid Yaakov Rochel Sheva Shanim. Yaakov made up with Lavan that he would work for Rochel, he worked for Rochel Imenu for 7 years. Torah says, even though it was 7 years of hard work, Yaakov felt like only a few short days, Bavosei, because of his Ava to Rochel. The Meral Diskin, the Hatzvi brings this, and also Meral Diskin, what's Peshan this Pasuk? Pshut the Shemeka, what's this Pasuk telling us? That it was only a few days, but in this Ava, what's the state in that Pasuk? He says, Murdigavat, he says, found Halacha in Ebenezer, Simon and Hesef Alnach, there are more beings down, it's also Mordechai and Reish Ksubis that, Orosa Rusasai, person who's engaged, the Chosna Kalin, what you do Vice Achas of Nenu Zayim, they should not live in the same house before they're married, Mishum Sheshalacha Shekaitu Zebezeb, because we're afraid they'll come to be maybe discuss the one with the other, be Yovin Yidei Sinna. And they'll come to sinner. Machma Shirein Tadi Zezeh. That's the lashon of Darmba. This is a shtigal techacha on Chassan and Mekal. They shouldn't see each other too often. And pshat is everyone understands this poshet that v'shas. If the person's married, he'll see some. If the person's married, they'll see something in the husband, something in the wife, a face, or this or that. He does something. It won't. But you won't think about it. It won't bother you. By Chassan and Mekal, you're medayik too much. Every little thing you see, it bothers you. Every little thing bothers you. So yeah. It's not that's lochin. It's not kedai. As Miramil, this says that's what this pasuk is saying. This pasuk is saying a moedik of mine of Yaakovin. Yaakovin was able to be with his kallah in the same house for 7 years, and this did not apply to him. It was still the yubein of kiyam alchadim ba avasya. So even though the teva is when you're very close as a chassan kallah, you see weird things and things bother you. Yaakovin did that. And Zaktimil, this is a simif from Yaakovinus kedusha. And maybe a kid here, there was a simon of Rachel, he made his Kedusha also. And that's what the Pasuk is telling you. The Pasuk is telling you, special Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, that he was a man of Teva from this halacha. There's another word from Yitzchak Volozhin. Yitzchak Volozhin says in Pasuk, V'yifreit z'ish mo'id mo'id. It says Yaakov Avinu became very rich. V'hin lo'id zoin rabbis v'shvachis v'vodim v'gemal v'chamarim. And he had a lot of sheep, he had shvachis, maids, Babodim and slaves, Zugmalim and camels, Vachamurim and donkeys. He's very rich. So Rashi brings down the Mejus and Chumba, Mochet Soin Ibdam Mikarim. He sold his soin for a lot of money, but like Kechlikoel, he bought all this. Rashi's running Akasha. The whole Pasha of the Yetzi shows you the whole nest, how Yaakov even got rich in soin. He got a lot of soin. But where does it say that he had Gemalim and Chamurim and Shvachis and Abodim? Where did he get all that? So Rashi brings a measure, very posh. He sold it. He sold some of his sign. He kept some of the sign, but he sold some of the sign. And he had money, and he bought other things. That's what the pasuk means. He stells the chan. The lashon of the medrash Rashi brings down. Why does the medrash say Bedom Yikarim? It says Mochat Zayin Bedom Yikarim. He sold his sign for a very high price, and he bought everything else. What's wrong if he would have sold the sign for regular price? He could have sold the sign for regular price and bought everything else. What's the medrash being madgish does? Mochat zayin v'dam yikarim. So this Malachim wants to say, Teretz is with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, the Chidalim base. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah says that's also limsa behemadaka l'akam. It's also to give a behemadaka to a tzayin to a goy when they shachshun raviyah, because goyim are nechshad on Reviyah, being Mazan with Behemoth, and Misazach, but Goyim and Nechshad on that, then it's not Naiva, Pasha, you don't give a Goy a small Behemoth, because the Goy is Nechshad to do an Aveir with it, it's not Naiva. But the Gemara does say, well, Mutta Limka Behemoth Dakalakam, but you're not a sell Behemoth Dakal to a Goy, and that's not Lif Naiva, because the Goy spends money on, then he's Chosna Behemoth, he doesn't want to damage the Behemoth, but Shas Reviyah, they could be Neka, Teka, the Behemoth won't be able to be Moilim more Behemoth. So when you sell to a Goy, Then it's mutter. There's no left either. So Meir of Yitzchak Volozhin wanted to say that's what Yaakov Avinu was. It was extra machmir in this din. That's the matter. She sold it signed only with Am Yikarim, only for a very high price, because he wanted to make sure that the guy would be chosam amaynay, and the guy would not be nechshad on Reviyah. Actually, if he spent extra, he spent the high price, but he's nechshad. This is the dagish of this Rashi, this medrash.
According to the Gemara, if you give him a tumble, it's not nechshad after.
Right, right. No, that's a dummy comment. Because he owns an echrami, No, but the mitzvah is what it is. He wants to say Yakmin had an extra chumra. He wanted to make sure that it would be an extra dummy comment. Okay, let's move on to the chutzim. Leave for now.
Slide mentioned.